GPS is Gigi's personal services. She's an RV expert with over 3 decades of experience. To learn more, visit thervadvisor.com today.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. And today, my guest is the president and founder of Salty Hull Products. Salty Hull Products. It is Chris Mullenix. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I see we caught you in transit. You've been good enough to pull over, if you will, to chat with us for a little bit. That's great. You folks are based in Maryland, and a state near and dear to my heart. So Salty Hull I guess the best way to describe it, as we chatted a few minutes ahead of time, is it just makes boat cleaning a heck of a lot easier. Is that fair to say?
It sure does. Boat cleaning simplified.
Boat cleaning simplified. I love it. And if anyone has, you know, if you've ever owned a boat, you know that it's a full-time job to keep it running, you know, in tip-top condition. And that includes keeping it clean, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the product or products, actually.
Yeah, sure. So when we first started, we started with a generic foam gun. So our whole entire product lines are based around foam guns. And we have two different models right now. We have a recreational series, and then we also have a tournament series. We started with the recreational series, which is brass fittings. It's an orange color. Pretty kind of generic off-the-shelf product for the foam gun industry. As time went on over the last few years, we've kind of perfected the gun over the course of the last 2 to 3 years, and now it's got stainless steel quick disconnect fittings. It's got a foam wand retaining clip, is like we like to call it, because we're always spraying over top of the water or near the water, so we don't want to lose the tips. And then also, our foam gun is actually like a blue color to kind of match the boating industry as well. So, and we're constantly making the gun better. We have some new innovations we're going to come out with here in the next few years as well. And then along with that, we currently carry two products, which we have two more launching next year. But the current product is we have a boat soap. And then we also have a heavy duty cleaner. We call the boat soap the daily wash. And then we call the heavy duty cleaner the deep clean. We rebranded it this year. So those are the current, pretty much the product lines we have right now. And we do e-commerce, and we also have some wholesale accounts in the Florida and Maryland market too. So.
Terrific. And it's, I mean, let me ask you this, because it sounds like, you know, you're kind of developing and always, you know, you're making modifications, improvements and such.
Sure.
With these products, is your background somewhat connected to engineering of some kind, or are you just a kind of somebody who just has a real mechanical mind?
I'm not an engineer background. I like to tinker with ideas and concepts. Pretty entrepreneurial. You know, this isn't my first venture I've done either. So I think just the aspect of building something from scratch and making it better and improving a product is something I get excited about. So, and especially in the foam gun industry, you know, there's different qualities of guns, and my goal has been to make the best foam gun you can make for the marine industry possible. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And I would imagine it's sort of a constant evolution, right? I mean, there's always things you can do to kind of tweak, improve, modify along the way, right?
Sure, absolutely. And just growing the brand slowly and organically, you know, adding new products that make sense, not adding just a bunch of products to add them. That's something that I'm very passionate about. I just don't want to put products out there to sell. I want products that are going to work as well and people need.
So. Excellent. My guest is Chris Mullenix. He's from Salty Hull. SaltyHullProducts.com is the place you want to go to check out everything Chris is talking about. And of course, you know, you can check out all the great products they have there, the price points and descriptions of everything, and a lot to view. Again, it is SaltyHullProducts.com. We'll be back to chat a little bit more here with Chris right after these words. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
The rights of the RV enthusiast are important. That's why the RV Advisor has built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with advice you can trust. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back now on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is Chris Mullenix. He's the president and founder of Salty Hull. You can find them at saltyhullproducts.com. That's saltyhullproducts.com. Chris, now, I obviously, you know, you make a lot of great products for folks, you know, that have boats and use, you know, want to clean their boats the most efficient way. But it's not just exclusive to boats, right? Why don't you share a little about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the boat and the marine industry and the RV market kind of align very well together. And actually, a lot of our customers that have boats actually have RVs as well. So I get tons of reviews and customer feedback where they say, hey, it doesn't just work my boat. I use my RV or even my car. Mm-hmm. Now, to give you an example, I had a call last week with a customer that called me up out of the blue and was just talking to me about, hey, is this okay and safe to use my RV? Is it going to remove black streaks? Is it safe for my paint? And, you know, I told him, absolutely. All of our products will be safe for RV use as well. Yeah. So I would say probably a good part of our customers do use it for RV use as well.
That's excellent. So. Yeah. I mean, you know, and of course, you know, the majority of our audience are RV owners. Of course, there's folks that are just, maybe they're just really into the RV industry, and maybe they're just little occasional weekend jaunts in a rented RV or something like that. But this is good news. This is good information to know that your products, are so, they coexist.
And something, you know, we haven't really talked much about it, but something to really keep in mind with the foam gun, especially cleaning an RV, you know, when you're washing with a bucket and you're dragging the bucket around, especially your RV or boat, you know, you're dragging that clunky thing around, you know, water spilling everywhere. You have to do multiple buckets because it gets all nasty inside the bucket at the bottom. This gets rid of the bucket entirely. And will make it a lot faster to clean your RV. One thing we do recommend, just to make sure everyone's aware, is like when you do remove the bucket, every couple sections you want to make sure you take off the quick disconnect and just spray the brush down, just to get any type of dirt particles out of it, because you're not using a bucket. Right. But you'll be shocked by how much easier it is to clean your RV. And I like to think, and I know this is true, when people start using a foam gun to actually clean their boats or RVs, they actually clean their stuff more because it's that much easier. So then you're protecting your investment better, or your purchase. So.
Wow, that's great. We'll certainly let our viewers and our listeners know that when you go to the website, you could see, you get the visual of the products themselves, everything you have. Are there videos on there too to show how it works a little bit, or is that coming soon?
Absolutely.
There are
videos. So we have some videos on our home screen. We have a couple videos that just kind of show the basics of it. We have a how it works section page. You can see how just a quick rundown. You fill the container, and when you go to the site, you fill it 3/4 of the way with water, and then you mix about 4 to 6 ounces of solution, either the deep clean or the daily wash, which would be the soap. And then you give it a good swirl, and then it has five different dilution settings on top. And those are different ratio mixes of how much soap actually gets injected into the actual stream of water. So you're going to use a lot less soap, and it's just that much easier. So we have all the instructions and everything on our website on how to do that. We have a how-to page, and then we have some actual video shots of it working. We also have an Instagram page at Salty Hall, and at on our Facebook page too at Salty Hall. And we have a lot of content on there that we have customers, they put up reviews, and we have videos and content that people can see.
You find that you get suggestions or you know, I guess the best way would be, you know, suggestions from users and say, hey, you know, what about this or what about that? Have you ever drawn any inspiration, if you will, from some of the users you've had?
Absolutely. Something, a product that we're working on that we're launching will be a salt neutralizer product. So this will actually neutralize the salt. We've been having a lot of requests for that. And that was something that we formulated. We've tried out, you know, different formulations, and we've came up with one, which we'll be launching next spring. So that was something that customers were constantly asking us about that we actually are going to come out with as well. And then just for example, just like from you, you know, from feedback from users is like, you know, the wand clip. We have the only foam gun that has a wand clip on it. And that'll, the foam and wand clip, which you'll see if you watch the videos on the front, that was popping off a lot and people were complaining. So we came up with a solution to fix it. So yeah, we're constantly listening to our customers. And, you know, we have customers that send us, you know, hey, this is a great product too. You know, try this, you know, things like that. So we're constantly getting feedback from customers. And yeah, all of the feedback on our products are, I mean, our reviews are phenomenal. So
that's great. Now, how long has Salty Hall been around?
About 2.5 years now.
2.5 years. And how many folks are with you in the company that work with you?
It's currently two of us right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So small, but hopefully growing soon, right?
We're growing very rapidly. Yes. So
that's terrific. Well, we always enjoy speaking with folks that have great ideas and they've found, something to make things easier for all of us. And it certainly sounds like you've done that. And, so we're grateful and thank you for, providing these products to folks, not only for boaters, but for RVers as well. Once again, it's saltyhullproducts.com, saltyhullproducts.com. And Chris Mullenix is the president and founder and all around superhero of cleaning boats. That's pretty cool stuff. What's next? We'll end it there. Like, you know, you have some big plans here for the next, say, 12 to 18 months, something you want to roll out or plan thinking about in the future?
So yes. So we've got a couple different brands that we're talking about coming out with that actually we're talking about maybe going after more of the RV market, like we've kind of talked about, maybe doing some brand work there. Also, we're getting into the golfing industry with some products. So these are all kind of launching within the next 2 years. We've got probably two or three different brands that we're going to be launching in similar industries and similar products. But we're certainly in the works. So we'll have a new product. We're actually launching a new product in the golf industry in about 2 months.
No kidding. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, we won't blow the secret because when you're ready to debut that, let us know. We'll have you on again. Okay.
Yeah. No, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely. That would be great. That'd be great. Last question for you. I'm assuming that some of these products have patents or at least patents pending. Is that something that you have to deal with or is that not an issue you have to?
No. So, I mean, foam guns, they use a Venturi valve, which has been around forever. Right. There's really no patent protection at the current moment on the product we have, but there are some things that will be coming down the pipeline that'll be patented. So
as we've
evolved the product and we've listened to customers, we're working on some things in the future that we're going to start creating our own product that'll be patented. So
terrific. Terrific. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking time out. I know you're a busy person, so thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And give my regards to Tacoma Park, Maryland.
There you go.
Yeah, it's I guess you could say that's where I made my planetary debut. we appreciate your time, Chris. Thanks so much. And we'll take a break and we'll be back to wrap things up right here on the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned, back in just a moment.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
Wrapping things up now on the RV Advisor Podcast. Hey, look who dropped in. It's Gigi Stettler. You know, she doesn't usually do the podcast, no. But she has her own show. But we're behind these great paintings, or in front of these great paintings of our company mascot, Keo, right?
I'm gonna step out of the way so you can see it. Well, but you gotta look at the whole thing, because Tom, this is an RV.
Yes, it's an
RV. I'm driving the RV, and there's my dog.
There you go, there she is, Gigi Stella, and there's Keo. So there you go.
Wanna see the rest of it?
Yeah, let's take a look at the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. I totally crashed in your parade.
All right, no, that's great.
So if you see, this is the bus. So there's Sabrina and Christina. They're looking out the window, and there's Yuki. Remember Yuki? There's Yuki in the window with his little angel thing. And then there's the rest of the team up there in the bus. Yeah. I'm driving the bus, and off we go.
So there you go, folks. That is another edition of the RV Advisor Podcast. For you folks listening only, not only audio and no video, you're missing a great show here. But I can tell you it's a really, really cool a painting of a bus, of an RV. Okay, want to remind you, go to rvaca.org. That's rvaca.org to register your unit. It's important that you do if you already have not. rvaca.org. We'll be back next time right here on the RVA, that's RV Advisor, podcast. See you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye. Yeah.